Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's jump into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
We got live sports going on. We had live sports yesterday on the show because it was the playoff of the players. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then
what a thriller that was.
Yeah, it wasn't great, but
brutal conditions.
I like watching the live sports during the show. And now we've got the Tokyo series over there in Japan.
It was brutal conditions. It looked butt sunny.
Windy as hell.
It was windy, but that's all right.
No, I mean, it's pretty windy, buddy.
It was windy for 3 days. But you got the Tokyo series going on right now. Dodgers Cubs second inning, I believe, or maybe bottom first. So Major League Baseball has officially started playing two games over there.
I can read about 20% of the ads that they have on the outfield. I saw the Cannon ad and I saw the New Balance ad behind home plate. Mm-hmm. Everything else is Japanese.
So it's the new pitcher.
Don't know what they're advertising.
The new pitcher for the Dodgers,
Yamamoto. Is he starting?
Looks like it.
Well, I think the Cubs have a Japanese pitcher going too.
Gotcha.
Just a lot of Japanese players in the bigs now.
Yep.
And the Dodgers have a bunch of them. But so you got live baseball with the Tokyo series. The NCAA tournament officially starts tonight. I have not entered any pools yet. I'm just hoping that someone would organize one and invite me. But I haven't got an invitation.
Are you employing one of us to do that?
No, because I know you guys aren't going to do it.
Or like a
maybe
listener?
Well, you know what?
Maybe a listener who's doing a survivor pool.
Mm-hmm. Vin actually
I'm not doing any brackets. I'm not doing that.
He actually invited all you guys into this if you want to be into it. It's one they do with his boys where you simply just pick six teams and it base it on the seedings.
Yeah, and it's total wins?
Total points, I guess. You know, because if you just pick one seed, you're going to get less credit than if you're picking lower seeds and they advance.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So there's some sort of weighting that they've done.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to
So if you pick fours and fives and they advance, so you get more points.
Correct.
As opposed to ones and twos.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct. It's all weighted. But if you want to do it, he said send it to the boys, and I just neglected to do it. But yes. I'll send it to you if you want it.
Let me know. There's got to be somebody out there doing a survivor pool.
I'm sure there are a dozen people doing it.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to you guys right now.
And, of course, Mr. Valdez says your bracket doesn't count unless you enter the first four
as
winners. So you've got to pick the Battle of the 16s, which is the first game tonight on True TV at 6:40 out in Dayton. St. Francis of Pennsylvania, who won the in kind of a shocking result, won the Northeast Conference. They finished below 500 for the year, 16-17. They were 8-8 in the conference. Central Connecticut State won the regular season at 14-2. But St. Francis got hot in the tournament.
Can anybody name any other True TV product other than the NCAA tournament? Valdez?
Practical Jokers.
Oh, that's a True TV bit?
I think so. They always run
I have heard of that show.
I think you're right.
That show is pretty popular.
I feel like they have a court show.
Okay.
I might be wrong.
Okay.
Maybe I'm thinking they had the show which David Bernad did. Jury Duty? Was that on True TV?
No, that was on Prime, I believe. I think it was on Prime Video.
Would they run like old replays of like The Shield or something? I don't know.
Is True TV, excuse me, was it Court TV before?
Did it turn into True TV? Possibly. I'm going to go with possibly. Because I'm leaving all my options open. I really don't know.
I used to watch Court TV. I mean, we all did.
I mean, I was not a big Court TV guy.
You didn't like the live trials? Oh, man.
No, didn't really digest that. Not my thing.
So good. But anyway, so the first game is 6:40 on True, and then the second game is also on True. It's North Carolina and San Diego State. Apparently, the North Carolina flight was delayed due to, I don't know if it was a plane malfunction or weather, but they got into Dayton a little late. But they play the second game tonight. And your favorites are Alabama State by 3.5 and Carolina by 4.5.
I kind of want Carolina to go on a run to stick it to everybody.
So you're rooting for them tonight?
I don't really care.
Yeah.
But everybody who's so up in arms that Carolina got in, let's see Carolina go for a run.
I'll tell you who's up in arms is the governor of West Virginia.
Whatever that dude's name is.
He wants like a full-fledged investigation. Don't think he's going to get it, but that guy was so pissed off. He's just going to have to deal with it. All right, so you've got the you got baseball going on. You've got the college hoops, obviously, NCAA tournament starting. In the NBA last night, I just saw this, but the Knicks game was delayed because Tracy Morgan.
It sounds gross.
I haven't seen the video yet, but Tracy Morgan was there, and he vomited.
You saw the picture of it, right?
On the court? Was it on the court?
Well, right on. Like, he was courtside.
He was courtside, yeah.
So right in front of his feet, which, you know, I think he was technically out of bounds, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then they wheeled him off in a wheelchair.
Was Bobby Bacala from The Sopranos right next to him? It looks like he's, like, sitting courtside.
I don't know.
I think it is.
They said he had a bloody nose.
Yeah. That is Bobby.
Look at Bobby with the courtside seats, getting it done after all these years.
He also had a bloody nose that he was dabbing his bloody nose. I don't know what's going on with Tracy.
I wish I had a Tracy Morgan impression up my sleeve, but I don't.
You could probably do that. It's probably pretty easy.
I don't know. I mean, I could.
He's pretty distinct.
Oh, I got a bloody nose.
You got to practice
that's,
it.
Yeah, I would have
you
to really.
Practice. I think you get it.
Go home and workshop it, but I'm like, it's not going to matter in 3 or 4 days.
Well, now
it would be good now.
Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, he didn't.
Yeah, like,
I'm sure he is.
I mean, that's a guy
okay.
who, like, didn't he get hit by, like, a Walmart truck years ago and, like, almost died?
Yeah.
Like, he sued
Walmart and got, I mean, he was already rich, but he got a ton of money.
I think he got, like, $100 million from Walmart. Yeah. I mean, probably should.
Yeah.
I mean, it ruined his life.
It made her hurt.
Tractor trailer runs into you and almost kills you.
Did you see that story? I was talking to Case about it. The guy who sued Starbucks because he got burned. And he got $50 million.
I did see that.
Wow. What did they burn? Like, what part of his body?
I think it was his face. I think it was, like, down.
Oh,
I think it might have been groin.
The video looks like.
I can double check that.
Yeah, it looks like it just kind of fell in his lap.
And they overcooked it? It was too hot a coffee?
Well, I mean, if I'm the Starbucks attorney, I just walk right into the court and I utter these two words.
Mm-hmm.
And I win the case. Three words. Cup holder. Idiot.
Yeah.
My case closed.
Yeah.
Case closed.
I don't know. See,
unless like Starbucks, the employee gave it to him with the top not fully on
right.
the coffee.
I don't know how, like, they would be liable unless they had it at like 5,000 degrees and it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like, how could they be liable?
It was wobbly. It wasn't firmly, apparently it wasn't firmly in the holder.
Yeah. It was a tray of four drinks.
Like, it was,
there was four drinks in it. Yeah.
Apparently.
Okay. Now, I can see how that could happen, because if you get a Starbucks holder and you load it down with four drinks and you don't put it in down in the slot correctly, I don't know how that could be some wobble.
How could that be a $50 million mistake?
I don't know.
Man. Just a jury wanting to stick it to a corporation?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that should be overturned.
if he's permanently. So
I'm
just because he was awarded
this one.
Just because he was awarded the $50 million, does that mean he gets the $50 million?
I don't know.
I guarantee there'll be appeals.
Yeah. Jordan Schultz better break more stories.
Jordan Schultz
not be able to rely on the Starbucks money.
That's a good tip and zing. I like that one.
But the girl, the employee, I wonder if she said to the dude, "Be careful, this is very hot."
Well, I mean. I think it's already, isn't it printed on the cups already? Like as a
liability? I'd never go to Starbucks.
I know it's printed on McDonald's coffee cups because they had to pay out big bucks.
I don't think it's printed on the Starbucks cup.
It might not be.
So hold on. Are you telling me if my home brewed coffee, if I spill some on my Johnson, I'm going to be maimed?
I mean,
you could be permanently scarred.
If he has an inability to have kids.
I mean, it could burn you. Like, if it comes coffee right out of the pot, pretty damn hot.
Hmm. Almost willing to try.
I'd like to see
That would be funny.
Pour scalding hot coffee on your groin, as Brett would call it back in the day.
Some of those legendary coffee incidents where people have been fine, I feel like it's because it was too hot. They it was brewed too hot. But okay.
But that was the entire McDonald's suit.
Yeah.
This is a bit of a side note, but there's a weird subset of people that they have to have their coffee super, super hot, like at all times. Like, they'll get their coffee Brett's like that. They'll get their coffee and they'll have like some sort of seal that they put over top of their cup to keep the heat in, to keep the coffee hot at all times. I'm not that person. I'm fine to let it get down to nice and lukewarm and drink it. But some people, they need the coffee 1,000 degrees all the time.
I like it to be hot, but not scalding hot.
Right. Not like burn your tongue and roof of your mouth hot.
Not like
that's too much.
Reduce your ability to have children.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Did Cool and the Gang write too hot about the coffee at Starbucks?
I don't know. Not sure if I'm familiar with that tune. Maybe.
Is it
one of the bigger hits?
You've heard it 1,000,000,000 times.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
The Wizards were not too hot last night in Portland.
And nice.
They lost 112-97. But Alcsar, 7-for-16, hit 3 threes.
He's developing nicely.
He had a couple blocks, finished with 20, leading scorer.
20's good.
I don't think
that's... Look at his rookie numbers. Let's take a gander here.
What about 12-8 or something like that?
A little bit better than that.
12.5 and 6.6. Shooting 39%, but his game logs since he's come back from that injury has been pretty good.
His last 10, he's 16-6.6, right on his season average, right?
Yeah.
What you said it was?
No, he's at 12.5 and 6.6.
Yeah.
Shoots 32% from 3-point land.
Not horrific.
Yeah.
Gives you 1.5 blocks per game.
So that's, he does. He had a couple last night.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Reese Hoshea still kind of not really doing a whole heck of a lot.
I think he's still a work in progress. I saw a couple games ago he played pretty well, but I don't know what his overall numbers are. But you know, a lot of the rookies are struggling.
Reese Hoshea is 11.7, almost 4 rebounds.
Not
shoots 44%.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah, for
decent.
Rookie. Yeah.
I mean, he's 19 years old. Again,
he's not finished.
Was it last night that A.J. Johnson got his first start, or is it going to be the next game? I saw that last night, and I can't remember.
I heard Keith talking about the fact that they wanted to get the vets some rest because it's a long road trip.
So they did start last night.
They are kind of leaning into some of
AJ
the younger
Johnson,
players.
AJ played 35 minutes, finished with 8 points.
That was a Denny Avdija revenge game. He had an okay game. He's actually had a pretty good year, and if you look recently... If you were to look at his last 5 or 6 games, he's been on fire. I think he's averaging about 16-7.
Right. What was the ultimate return for Avdija?
I think a bub is part of that. I'd have to look exactly. I mean, he got a bunch of draft picks, right?
So what did he have last night? Oh, he had 15 and 27 minutes. Portland is 30-39. Washington is now 15 and 52. So we just can't get them to... they can finish with... I believe 19 wins, JP, but I don't know if they can get to 20. Did we go under 19.5 or 20.5?
I don't remember any of our picks.
Well, I know we had the Mavericks, so we're going to lose that.
That's
over.
A big fat loser.
Denny went to the Blazers for Malcolm Brogdon and the number 14 pick, which I believe turned into Bub Carrington.
Turned into Bub. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lakers beat Spurs last night, 125-109. LeBron's still out with that, I think it's a groin injury, isn't it? Is he a groin or a hammy? Bronny actually played 3 minutes.
Hit a three.
He did. He hit a
What's
three.
His percentage at now? Remember he was like one for his first 21?
I don't know. This poor kid, he just gets ridiculed like on social media, like in layup lines or, you know, pregame warmups and he airballs. I mean, they just mock him relentlessly.
By the way, also in the Denny trade, the Wiz get a 2029 first rounder and two future second round picks.
All right.
So they stockpile some more assets.
Right.
Like it.
Will makes a little
Will
bit
Dawkins
more sense.
Loves that. So yeah. He keeps stockpiling.
Oh, yeah, he loves all the second round picks.
The Lakers last night hit 19 threes. Austin Reeves had five of them. Finney Smith had four. Dalton Connect hit a couple off the bench.
I think Luka had 14 assists. The big story last night in the NBA, the Denver Nuggets played without Nikola Jokic. They played without Jamal Murray. They played Golden State and beat.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Beat them.
Wow. Didn't see that.
Golden State has been on fire since they traded for Jimmy Butler.
I did see Steve Kerr said that Steph Curry just looks exhausted on the court. He finished 6 for 21 last night, 4 of 14 from threes. He hit 20. But, yeah, they lost 114-105 at home without all those big stars for the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean.
Look, and, of course, the Nuggets just lost to the Wizards at home.
Yeah.
The Wizards, hello. At least in 2025, own the Nuggets.
They do.
And the Hornets. That's the feather in their cap for a tanking year. They own those two teams.
I think the Western Conference playoffs are going to be fascinating. I mean, obviously, you've got OKC. They've got a huge lead. They are the favorite. But then teams like Denver, Golden State, the Lakers, and then I guess you can throw in Memphis and the Rockets. They're all going to be battling.
Well, it'll be here before you know it. I mean, you've got about, I don't know, 14, 15 games left in the regular season, right? And then we got the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in terms of the top, you know, the top of the Eastern Conference, top of the Western Conference once the playoffs start. So we got a lot of stuff going on. Obviously, the NCAA tournament's the biggest story. And starting tonight with two games tomorrow. We'll talk to Dwayne Simpkins in about 40 minutes or so. And they are also in the first four playing tomorrow against the Mount.
Hmm. Yep, so it's a local affair in Dayton.
The Mount have a first-year coach, Donnie Lynn. Mm-hmm. In his first year, he gets to the NCAA tournament.
They beat Iona.
Yeah, so Dwayne Simpkins, he'll join us coming up at 7 as American takes on the Mount. American laying 2.5 in that tilt. He'll join us coming up at 7.
I'm doing the emotional hedge on that one.
Here on the Junks.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.